Welcome to Halle Healthcast, the wellness podcast from Halle Health, your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Every episode on our podcast addresses a new topic important to your health and well-being, bringing in expert doctors, specialists, and other health experts who offer advice and answer your most pressing questions. Today's episode is all about diabetes awareness. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, so it's the perfect time to learn more about this important topic. Here with us is Elena Scopel. She is a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified diabetes care and education specialist, and the clinical engagement program manager for Carle Health. Welcome, Ms. Scopel, and thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your knowledge. Now, let's begin with the bare facts about diabetes as a public health concern. According to the International Diabetes Federation, more than 500 million people worldwide are living with this disease. So, Ms. Scopel, what exactly is diabetes, and why is awareness of it so important?
Diabetes is when blood sugar levels are higher than normal, and that's due to the body not making enough insulin or not using insulin properly. And insulin is what we need to help regulate blood sugar levels. And when we talk about different types of diabetes, we have a few that I'm going to mention today. So prediabetes is when blood sugar levels are a little bit higher than normal, but they're not high enough to be diagnosed as type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes, blood sugar levels are higher than normal due to the body not making enough insulin, or the insulin it does make is not used properly. And then with type 1 diabetes, we do have higher than normal blood sugar levels because the body doesn't make insulin at all, or it makes a very, very small amount. And so thinking about all of these different types of diabetes, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, we have about 37 million people of all ages in the United States that were estimated to have diabetes in 2019, so just a few years ago.
Well, thank you, Ms. Scopel, for that outstanding explanation of diabetes and its different forms. So do we know what causes diabetes, and who are most at risk for these various types?
The exact cause for most types of diabetes is not known, and it could be caused by a combination of genetic or environmental factors. And when we talk about who is at risk, prediabetes and type 2 risk factors are very similar. Being overweight, 45 years or older, having a parent or sibling with type 2 diabetes, being physically inactive less than 3 times a week, those are risk factors for prediabetes and type 2 diabetes. With type 1 diabetes, the risk factors aren't as clear, but you may develop type 1 diabetes if you have a parent or sibling with type 1.
That was extremely helpful. Thank you, Ms. Scopel. So how do we know if we have this disease? What are its symptoms, and how is it then diagnosed?
The symptoms for prediabetes may not exist. So what that means is you could have prediabetes and not even know that you have it. With type 1 and type 2, common symptoms include increase in thirst, urination, you may have some weight loss, blurry vision, or fatigue. And how diabetes is diagnosed is usually through a blood test. So that blood test can be done fasting, meaning you've had nothing to eat or drink for at least 12 hours. It can be diagnosed that way, or a blood test called a hemoglobin A1C, and that test measures your average blood sugar over the past 3 months.
Excellent explanation. Thank you. Now, we know how to recognize diabetes, but how is it treated? Doesn't managing diabetes require a total change of diet and lifestyle?
Diet and lifestyle is certainly a component and is really the best way to treat and manage prediabetes. So at least 150 minutes of moderate activity weekly, where you're really breaking a sweat. In addition to balanced meals, type 2 and type 1 diabetes is when we start looking at medications in addition to physical activity and balanced meals.
Thank you, Ms. Scopel. Great, great answer. Okay, so maybe we don't know exactly what causes diabetes, but it sure sounds like we should avoid it if at all possible. So is there anything we can do to prevent it?
Yeah, as I mentioned previously with prediabetes, management and really prevention for prediabetes is that regular movement or that 150 minutes a week, balanced meals, drinking more water, less sugar sweetened beverages, more vegetables, and all of that holds true with type 2 diabetes as well. And then with type 1 diabetes, because it's caused by genetic or environmental factors, prevention is not known at this time, but we know that it can be treated successfully.
Thank you. That is very important to know. My last question for you, if you could communicate one key message about National Diabetes Awareness Month, what would it be? What would you want everyone to be aware of?
If you think or you know that you have risk factors for diabetes, it's really important to make an appointment with a healthcare provider and to have lab work or blood work completed. Early diagnosis along with the regular movement, like I talked about, balanced meals, those things can actually help to prevent or delay prediabetes or type 2 diabetes.
Well, just marvelous responses and information. Ms. Scopel, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on our podcast. Thank you so much for joining us and for all that you do every day at Carle Health for so many people and families. That concludes today's Halle HealthCast. Tune in next time as we tackle yet another topic important for your health and well-being. And remember, Halle Health is your partner in helping you live your healthiest life. Visit halle.com. That's HALLY.com for resources, information, tips, and much more. Let us help keep you and your family healthy and well. Thanks for listening. We hope you tune in again.